What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We've got a lot of callers. Let's get right on into it with Rob in Illinois. Rob, thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hello.
Hello, you're on the air.
All right, very good. Where are these red flag sheet laws for Epstein? Red flag bed sheets? No. Anyway.
Okay, I get the joke.
Yeah. You remember last year or a year within the last year and a half that people like Anthony Bourdain were victims of doorknobs. Remember that? So why wouldn't Epstein be a victim of a bunk bed?
Well, in a lot of cases, like David Carradine, they're not trying to commit suicide. They're engaging in a practice called autoerotic asphyxiation. And you can have a terrible accident that way. Okay. But at this particular point, there are so many indicators that Epstein was not, in fact, suicidal. He was talking about cutting a deal. He was working with his lawyers 12 hours a day. I don't think he's dead.
Well, I'm in that camp. In fact, I forwarded out emails suggesting exactly that he was liberated, he was rescued, he was debriefed and calling a seal somewhere. So I'm in that camp. I'm just saying that the official story is obviously all your callers. You're brilliant. You are brilliant on this. I mean, it's just once again pulling wool over our eyes. You know, just like Las Vegas and Paddock and all those phony photos they far away and all that other stuff. My understanding is that they're going to get Ghislaine Maxwell's father's old yacht, and they're going to bring Epstein out to international waters to give him an international burial by tradition.
Okay, no. I hadn't heard that, but that implies
there's
going to be
joke.
A cremation.
No, that's a Bin Laden joke, okay? So I'm throwing out jokes here.
Sorry about that. Little too cool for the room.
No, it's all right, Mike. But no, look. Meanwhile, they're just keeping us all distracted. You got to watch everything that's going on. What's a big point in case here is they do have these red flag laws going on that people are trying to push through. So they're keeping everybody so busy right now, pissing and moaning about what happened to Epstein, that they're doing a whole bunch of other things behind the scenes, like they always do, to keep you distracted, like during the OJ trial. The numerous laws they passed during the OJ trial, a lot of them was distracted with OJ. They were doing other stuff in the background. Same thing's going on now. There's nothing we can do about what happened to Epstein. Hopefully, it's something good's coming out of it. You know, hopefully Donald Trump didn't negotiate our rights away in this, and that something else positive came out of this. Who knows? It's still so much up in the air. But I'll tell you what. These red flag things are on the table, and people need to be fighting this tooth and nail, because we've already had enough of our Second Amendment rights negotiated away with this, and with that is our First Amendment rights and so on. So, the art of distraction, they're really good at it.
Yes.
And here we are every day. I couldn't even listen to your show yesterday, Mike, in the first hour, and I got about 25, 30 minutes in, and just everyone was talking about Epstein. I already had, by Saturday, Sunday, and early Monday, I already had enough. I had to shut off. So I'm already burnt out, and they've done their job. They've kept everyone distracted, because now it's Tuesday, and we're all still ranting and raving. But your last one, two callers ago, he was absolutely right. You know, it's focused on the children. The focus should be on all the children. It's not just Epstein. It's all, you know, it's NextVM and all these other procures that have been going on for not just decades, hundreds of years. These people are still doing it today. The children go missing. They're abusing kids. They're kidnapping people, whether it be children or young women or young adult women, whether it be in Saudi Arabia, Africa, you name it. There's people missing all over, and it's still going on. It didn't start and it didn't stop with Epstein. That's what's going on.
No, it certainly did not. And one of the disappointments I have in Trump was when he was campaigning back in 2016. He said he was going to address the issue of missing exploited children here in the United States. Now, for these other countries that are out there, that's their problem to deal with. We have to focus on America and solving the problem. And we're just not seeing it. We're seeing this, you know, this stonewall coming from the church over the pedophile priests. And we saw Epstein was allowed to do what he was doing for years on end. And I think it creates an image of a government that is totally numb to the concerns of the American people, or they're complicit in the crimes. And again, back during Prohibition, the gangsters almost succeeded in taking control of the entire government. Now we've got drug prohibition, and I'm wondering if the drug cartels aren't really behind the scenes running this country, because it acts in such a criminal manner.
Agreed. All right, appreciate your time, Mike. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Bob in Colorado. Aloha, Bob. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. How you doing? I will go ahead and put my point of view across to you. And as usual, I listen to you off the air, and I have 2 points. Number one, if Epstein was flown out of the country, there's got to be a flight log, and I would hope there's enough pilots out there that could do the research to find out where the hell that plane went. Even if it went to wherever it went, it would just be interesting to see where did that plane go. And the other issue is, I would love to find out who is the beneficiary of his will. Wouldn't that be interesting? So I'll listen to you all fair. Thanks, Mike.
Okay, well, the first comment about the airplane, first of all, having gone to this incredible length of faking a death inside the jail cell and the hospital, I'm sure that whatever aircraft is selected, there's not going to be a record that Epstein is on it. In fact, there may even be a phony flight plan that says we're just going up to Canada, and then it diverts. Might not even be an airplane. They may have put him on a boat, which is under far less scrutiny than airplanes these days. But it's for certain that if, in fact, he is not dead, that there was a well-prepared escape plan to get him out of this country and get him over to someplace without extradition. As far as Epstein's will is concerned, I'm sure I'm not in there. They can read it, but because of all the civil lawsuits being filed against Epstein's estate right now, I think it's going to be years and years before anybody sees anything come out of that. Okay, so we're going to switch over to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I just want to alert you that at researchgate.net, they have an article titled "An Unusual Method of Suicidal Ligature Strangulation." So it is very possible that given a long enough piece of shoelace, a person can strangle themselves without hanging at all. So that is possible. Just to bring that to your attention.
Yeah, but you see, the whole point of is that Epstein was not supposed to have any of those materials in his jail cell.
Well, who knows whether he could have smuggled it or somebody brought it to him or his lawyer, whatever. We can never know. And
well, like I said, why would his lawyer assist him in killing himself? Because that ends the billable hours. You know, Epstein's lawyers are getting rich off of his case. They're not going to help him kill himself.
Unless they were fellow Assad associates following orders from Tel Aviv. Hey, now, listen. One thing about that, too, is I hear a lot of the callers promoting all the different conspiracy theories. I like to entertain them all, but one that I don't notice, which is the most evident that I see few that entertain, is, and let's go through this, who's in charge of the Department of Justice? President.
At the moment, it's Attorney General William Barr.
Right, and who appointed William Barr?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump did. So where does the buck stop? I say it's right at Donald Trump, and I don't think we should exclude him from letting this happen on purpose, because he has the power and the authority to make sure and give the orders from the top down, scaring the heck out of all underlings to watch Epstein, and he didn't. and I'm in the old follow the chain of command. Where does it go up to? And also, Trump has some connections with Epstein. So Epstein being dead actually helps Trump. It's good for him. So I wouldn't exclude him from the list of potential suspects. That's what I want to say.
Well, I tend not to look at Trump as a potential suspect in a scheme of this complexity, simply because Trump, to be brutally honest, lacks the kind of intellectual sophistication these kind of things takes. He may have done a nod and said, yeah, okay, but I think this whole thing was orchestrated at a much lower level. Remember, the more people who know about one of these operations, the greater the possibility of a leak. And so you want to keep an operation like this as absolutely small as you can, with as few people knowing about it. Now, Epstein had a network of people that he had videotapes on, boinking 13-year-old girls. And so they're going to do what he tells them to do. And I think he had enough of those where he could, like, say, this is what's going to happen.
True. But nonetheless, as I say, you know, when we come up with conspiracy theories, we shouldn't be afraid to engage in conspiracy theories that run contrary or against our own narratives. And we should be open enough to take a look at our own side, especially our own side that has gone astray anyway, the way I see it about Donald Trump. And you've heard my previous calls.
I've heard your previous calls here. And, you know, I'm a tremendous believer in Occam's razor, or I basically use it as a philosophical guide. The simplest explanation is usually the correct one. And so whenever somebody comes on in with a conspiracy theory that adds complexity, I'm immediately hesitant.
Right. And one last point. For your listeners out there, I do advise people to look into death by suicidal ligature, because and these type of strangulations, because the way the body was brought out of Epstein, right, is and the marks on his face and the flushing of the skin and the red spots, that is consistent with strangulation or hanging. So that is consistent. So he, you know, from the looks of that photo, despite the, you know, the earlobe and the nose, I would argue the nose would swell also due to the strangulation.
It's entirely possible here. But the fact that his face was left uncovered, he hadn't been pronounced dead at that point. That may be an indicator that he was, in fact, still alive and still breathing at that point. Again, I don't think he's dead.
Well, I'd like to see, get any physicians out there or EMTs who are familiar with these topics, do call in. All right, thank you, Michael.
All right, thank you. For me, one of the strongest, and, you know, I'm moving away from the idea that wasn't Epstein on the gurney. And that's a good explanation for why we may have seen the facial differences. The big one for me were the eyebrows, which seemed so much higher. But anyway, let's get to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. I hate to take any attention away from the Epstein case, but there are a number of factors that are coinciding that may shape up to be a problem for all of us.
Yes.
Zero Hedge a few days ago had an article about an autumn something worm in China that was attacking their crops that jumped over from Myanmar. And they're not sure whether it's going to have a big impact, but considering that in the United States our crop harvest forecasts are not very good, and I think it was in Nebraska that 2 million calves drowned from, I think it was snow melt, and in China they have a pig Ebola, and the first article I read on it said it killed 2 million, the next one 20 million, now it's 20%. And the incubation time and the virulence are just so that they say they can't stop it. And what happens when one of the major nations runs short of crops or farm animals for food as they go to South America, which means that the U.S. and China may well be competing. and which is going to drive the price of food up. And since everybody eats, that's going to have a ripple effect of driving the price of everything up. Let's just cross our fingers that the pig Ebola stops and that the crop harvest forecasts are wrong, because, you know, mass starvation is not good for continuity of government. And if that occurs, what they usually do is they have a great big war to take the heat off of themselves. You know,
you could very well be right. I mean, thinning out the human population at a time when there is not enough food to feed that human population, from a certain point of view, it does make a great deal of sense. And the farm forecasts for the American Midwest are very low, and a lot of that has to do with the massive flooding that we saw earlier this year, where a lot of these farm fields still cannot be planted because the soil is too wet and the seeds would literally drown. I understand they had a big fire at a commercial farming dairy farm up in Canada, and 1,000 cows got burned to death there. So, yeah, there are some big problems with our food supply chain, and people ought to be, taking steps now. Learn how not to waste food, because right now about half the food produced in this country winds up going into a garbage pail. We can't go on doing that, looking at these shortages.
Yeah. As far as the Jeffrey Epstein hanging theory, not real proud of it, but at one time in my life I got to feeling low, made a real noose out of half-inch nylon rope that was 400-pound test, and jumped off a bridge with the other end of the rope tied to it. The rope cinched, and my neck was about half its diameter, and then it broke, and I fell 25 feet with my face right next to a big river rock in 2 inches of water. And here I am today. So, you know, I'm extremely dubious of these ideas of wrapped or tied up sheets and maybe strangulation, but I think with strangulation, if you're talking about like sitting down, because the highest thing you can tie it to is 6 feet up, of course there's a very strong instinct to put a stop to that, you know. So I have a lot of doubts about the Jeffrey Epstein hanging theory.
Yes.
The human body is pretty damn tough.
Yes.
So, but anyway, that's all I have for you. And
all right, well, thank you very much for the phone call, James. And you're right, something that we all need to be paying attention right now is the food supply in this country, because it is at risk. And I think we reported yesterday, corn farmers are already having to ration the corn because most of it has to go to feed the other farm animals. And so you're probably going to see corn prices going up in the supermarket, probably already happening. I haven't looked. I haven't seen the price of corn lately. Okay, let's go to Daniel in British Columbia. Daniel, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I'm kind of getting sick of the whole Epstein affair. Kind of dropped it, but today on Drudge, I saw they had a couple of articles. One is that there's a corrections officer that wasn't a corrections officer in the jail cell. Lately there, somebody said they heard shrieking from Epstein's cell, which is interesting, because before, the night before, I think they took his roommate out, which is, weird, because, that's a guarantee against doing yourself in if you've already had a previous attempt. And, the jail hasn't had a successful suicide. I'll hold on.
Okay, yeah. Daniel, hang on. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out, Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking with Daniel in British Columbia. We're talking about the Jeff Epstein case, scandal, gambit, whatever you want to call it. So, Daniel, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Yeah, so the... This facility here, they just had El Chapo in there. It's some of the most high-profile federal inmates you could possibly have.
Yes.
And they haven't had a suicide, successful suicide in 21 years, which is kind of, you know, just add that to the mix. And I think the focus should be on this Ghislaine Maxwell. I'm not sure how you pronounce her name, Ghislaine. She was a recruiter for these girls, and she actually groomed some of the girls in sex techniques, according to Vanity Fair.
Yes.
So if I were her, I'd avoid small aircraft. And
yes.
Another thing was the FBI has raided some of the buildings on the island, on that Lolita Island. And to me, it seems like they're going there to hide evidence, not to find it.
I think somebody got there before they did. There was this YouTube video showing that at least one room that was obviously an office full of computer gear, that was completely emptied out before the FBI even showed up.
Yeah. So I don't know. I just think the focus, she still has, I think the bigger picture, obviously, the victims, the child victims need restitution on this, but to find out what this thing really was, which I think it was, it was an intel sort of honey trap.
Yes.
You know, you got Bill Richardson and all these guys. I think that's where the key lies. I think we should keep the focus away from Epstein, whether he's having a pina colada with Kevin or Kenneth Lay on a beach right now is kind of irrelevant, because we know how it all works. But I think the focus should be on her. And
I agree with you on that one. There's one other question that nobody is asking, is who has inherited Epstein's files on all these people, all the videos that he had? I don't think they got destroyed. They're still out there somewhere, which means somebody just inherited Epstein's control over our government, over our politicians.
Yeah, even the connection to Ehud Barak is interesting, because I know they were talking about Prince Andrew, and they mentioned a former prime minister, and I immediately thought, well, it must be a British prime minister like Tony Blair. But they didn't mention Ehud Barak, and you had to kind of dig for that. So I think the fact that Ghislaine Maxwell's father was connected to Mossad, and then you got Ehud Barak here in the mix, I think this is part of the bigger picture. I think, you know, whether he was suicided or not, it's kind of irrelevant. And it's sure a distraction, for sure. I'll leave you with that.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. And we're going to switch over to Larry in Austin. Larry, thank you for waiting so patiently. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Really good show. A lot of great callers today. My thoughts on the Epstein matter is that pretty much with all the anomalies and everything, the suicide story is 100%. That's the conspiracy theory, just like Russia and white supremacists behind every corner. But the main thing is that this thing is it would have to be so vast, because you're talking about human trafficking, on a worldwide basis. You're talking about so many nefarious things, including most likely murder. But in my opinion, if he was murdered, if he was dead, then he was definitely murdered. It was not suicide. The main thing that I consider is that if he did get out alive, he's not vacationing somewhere. He's in a torture chamber somewhere. I believe he was renditioned out of here, and to make sure that he's tortured for a long, long time to get every single loose end wrapped up.
You could very well be right, and couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Yeah, exactly. Fine. Yeah, totally. But we know, nobody's crying for this guy, no matter what. But the fact is that it goes so deep, and you have what is it called, Five Eyes or whatever,
or
all these, if people talk about Mossad and these guys and these guys, but they all work together. And in terms of a couple callers ago talking about it going up the chain of command to the president, well, the chain of command, if you want to talk military terms, everything's compartmentalized. So when you have a rendition program, there's probably a few levels even of that. And so I just don't think, even if it was our guys or whatever, it was not ordered by the president. He didn't, they keep the president clear of that kind of stuff. That's common practice. The last thing, Mike, the credibility is so just trashed of the media and the government and any official people, that the only way around it is to show camera video evidence of shootings, of the Epstein thing, then maybe the people could be, you know, not talking about quote-unquote conspiracy theories.
All right, well, Larry, I got to let you go. We got to take another break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com, or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we're going to go to Steve Elkins. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, you've had a couple of callers call in today and some interesting things said. The rendition, that's a new one. I kind of like that idea. If I can take that one, I'll take the rendition, because I agree the guy was a dirtbag, deserves everything he gets. But yep. You had a couple people mentioning about the appearance of him having splotchiness and everything, and I just wanted to let you know what that was. Actually, it's called petechiae, and it is definitely referencing probably strangulation, and it's kind of a pinpoint blood spots, kind of splotchiness, yes, over the body, mainly over, yes, the neck. It's called petechiae. And it does signify strangulation. So I just want to let people know that.
Well, don't forget, he suffered a physical attack three weeks ago.
Yeah. Other than that, when you see petechiae, it's usually a thrombocytopenia kind of petechiae, and that's a blood disorder. You're kind of missing some clotting factors, so that's what causes that. But I'm not even secure. I'm not even sure that, like I said, you're the same way. That was even him. Was that real? Was that photoshopped? But I know that they had to offer up a body to give the, you know, to back up the story. And with a dead body is closure and the closure of the investigation. So that's the way I saw it. I actually predicted this was going to happen. He was never going to be able to testify. And my guess is, like I said, if it wasn't a rendition, that's a new one. He's out of this country somewhere, and he's protected, yeah. And he'll be under a new identity, and we'll just never know about this guy. And I do believe Kenneth Lay got the same kind of deal. So,
well, this many years after Enron, it's possible that Kenneth Lay has already passed away just from being old. But that's purely speculation here. But as far as Epstein is concerned, I'm starting to think that really was him on that gurney. And I find it very interesting. They had his entire body covered with a white sheet, except for the face. They wanted it to be seen. They wanted it to be photographed by the paparazzi.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, well, we may never know. But the 2,000-page memo, that'll disappear. That'll go into to the vault. It'll be sealed and never be seen again. This investigation is over.
Yes.
And there'll be a couple scapegoats. Those two guards will go down the hatch there on that one, and they'll drop the ball. They'll say it was accident, it was mistakes made, but at this level, for a high profile witness like this, you don't make those kind of mistakes unless it's purposeful. This was all planned.
Yeah. I agree. I think this was a setup, and I think he's still alive somewhere. And, you know, they may have said, we're going to get you out of here. We're going to take you over to Israel. And then instead he wound up down in Guantanamo.
Yeah. That's it for me, Mike. Have a great show.
All right. Thank you. And we've got Terry in California. Aloha, Terry. Welcome to the show. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, was Art talking? He mentioned that. Over in Japan, they were singing the national anthem. He wasn't talking about Hong Kong, was he?
Yes.
I thought he was, but he said Japan, didn't he?
Yeah, he did, but, all these Asian countries look the same to me.
Okay, the other thing I want to comment on is there's some talk about food shortages, the prices going up, and I know you and I disagree, but Trump, the ICE, they wanted to, have a show of force, and they went for easy pickings. They went to the food processing area, and they got all those people, and, they can't find the other 23 million, if there's 24 million illegals. They can't find the other one, so they went to the easy spots, and that is going to drive our food prices way up. I mean, it's hurting the farmers. I know you and I don't agree. These people, started from Mexico, the Bush administration. Some of them did. The ones that work in a chicken processing plant, they had a crisis, and the administration kind of turned their head and let these people come in and do it. And I think it was the only thing we could do. I mean, I say that, most Americans won't do it. Art said he would, but he wouldn't do it for that cheap. And most people, Art was picking oranges. I'm not saying that's an easy job, but bending over all day picking stuff near the ground is tough, especially when the sun's beating on you.
I know it is. And I remember when Cesar Chavez finally got the farms to buy long-handled hoes. To make the job a little bit easier. The key issue for me here is that at a time when there may not be enough food for the legal American citizenry, having an additional 24 to 25 million hungry mouths in this country makes absolutely no sense.
Absolutely. But how about taking out 23,500,000 and keeping the ones that contribute to this country? I don't want to pay $10 for a tomato. And that's what it's going to be if we got to have Americans do it. And I'm sure that, you mentioned the machines. Well, the machines aren't here yet. If they were, they would have been using them a long time ago.
Well, they're using them a lot. But, Terry, there's a basic law of supply and demand you seem to be ignoring. Even with all the Mexicans in this country working on the farm fields, prices are still going to be going up because there'll be a shortage because of supply and demand.
Yes, true. Except they're going to go up more now that there's a shortage, it's going to get worse.
Okay.
Yeah. The other thing I wanted to say quickly, that guy was talking about the minimum wage, you know, and 22 hours for an ounce of gold or whatever it was.
Yes.
That's all before China came in the picture. It's all before when we had manufacturing in this country, when we had a shortage of workers. I mean, you know, years ago, you could just graduate from high school, go down and apply for a job at a corporation, and they train you, you know, and you stay with them the whole time and retire. But that's not the paradigm anymore. It's a new paradigm with China in the picture. All right, Mike, thanks.
All right, thanks an awful lot, Terry. We're going to let you go. The phone lines are open now, getting on back to the economic news. The United States ban on state contracts with Huawei and these other Chinese tech companies takes effect as of today. And this is all based on a document titled Prohibition on Contracting for Certain Telecommunications and Video Surveillance Services or Equipment. And it bans certain U.S. state agencies, namely the Defense Department, General Services Administration, and NASA, from purchasing equipment and services from a number of Chinese tech companies. So that tech war, the trade war, continues here. Okay. Getting on back to the food shortage issue. U.S. farmers are facing record bankruptcies and collapsing incomes due to this escalating trade war with China. And apparently, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue came on out and described these struggling farmers as whiners. And apparently Perdue said, I had a farmer tell me this in Pennsylvania. What do you call two farmers in a basement? It's a wine cellar. Now, that was a bad move. You know, this is not some comedy club with open mic night. This is the Secretary of Agriculture. And maybe he's trying to make light of the problem because they don't really have a solution. And maybe the reason everybody is grabbing everything they can right now is they understand. You know, we talk about an economic collapse bringing down this country or losing a major war bringing down this country. But one of our other callers mentioned it. If we have a food shortage, if the American people can't eat, that can bring down the government as well. All right, we're going to take another phone call from Skippy in Texas. Aloha, Skippy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. I just wanted to say that I like your yellow shirt. And thank you for all for sitting here and taking calls for us handsome people on the phone.
Okay.
And I thank you very much for the shirt you're wearing, and thank you.
Well, actually, this shirt was a gift from one of the listeners.
Yeah, it was me, actually.
Oh, okay.
Skippy.
Yes, Skippy. Well,
yeah, it was like $20, and like in Family Dollar, I think. But I was just trying to say hi and bye.
Well, hello and goodbye, and thank you very much for the phone call. Over in Sweden, and you have to wonder what the thinking is here, they're going to implement a $26 begging tax. In other words, if you are in such financial straits that you're having to beg on the streets, you're going to have to pay the government $26. I think they're going the wrong way here. And, of course, that basically means that there'll be less money for the beggar to have to eat on. That's silly. Okay, here's an interesting development. Over in Great Britain, somebody ran a poll, and as you know, there's this push for a no-deal Brexit. Boris Johnson is trying to push it through by any means necessary. Somebody did a national poll and found more than half of those who expressed a preference were basically in agreement that Boris Johnson should suspend Parliament until Britain leaves the European Union, because it's been the globalists and remainers in Parliament who've been the biggest obstruction to basically carrying through with the will of the British voters. Now, John Bolton is out there taking aim at the EU for dragging out the Brexit process and not respecting the result of the 2016 referendum. And Bolton called the EU's bluff and insisted its refusal to renegotiate the failed withdrawal agreement was a ploy to make the peasants vote again and again and again until they get it right. And we know there's been a lot of talk about reholding the Brexit referendum. And we know during the original referendum, there was a lot of vote fraud going on the side of the Remainers. They want another chance. Okay, we're going to take another phone call. Dustin in New Jersey, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike, I'm sorry I got to call back, but I got to respond to one of your, well, to a couple of listeners. First, Bart Off the Grid, that wasn't Japan, that was Hong Kong with the American flag, and they also had a British flag, and there's more going on than just singing the national anthem and stuff.
And yeah, it's turning violent.
Yeah, well, I'm saying because it's orchestrated. You know, it's like it's like Ukraine. It's organized, not a coup, but a destabilization program of
China.
Well,
they call it a color revolution. That's the term of craft.
Yeah, but what I really want to call about, Mike, is you had a caller. When Nixon took us off the gold exchange, and the hourly rate hasn't been keeping up with inflation for the longest time. China really hasn't become like an economic superpower, like nowhere near that time. So China, I don't look at has anything to really start with with the rate of people's pay keeping up with inflation.
Here in the United States of America is from generations of bad economic policy, pandering to the elites, the CEOs, and really just administration after administration that is oblivious to what the needs of the ordinary people are.
Yeah, because, I mean, everybody's in people's rate, you know, like we all talked about, like I just said, since it hasn't been keeping pace with inflation for the longest time, that's why you got such a wealth disparity now. And it's,
yes,
and it's to a point, Mike, it's unfixable because it should have been kept parity with the inflation rate, and it hasn't. And I don't know how the hell you fix it, because at this point you can't, because it's just been so long to keep a balance. You know, but I disagree with China having anything to do with it. Now, China being an economic superpower and having lower wages and producing goods, that's a different story. You know,
yes.
But that's all I got to say, Mike. Have a good week.
All right, well, thanks an awful lot here. We're going to let you go. And, yeah, it's real easy to sit back and scapegoat and say, oh, it's all China's fault that the jobs are gone. No. Our leaders gave it all away. Okay, they offshored. The U.S. tax code was actually altered to incentivize the sending of high-paying American jobs to other countries like China. It was a deliberate giveaway, and I think it was part of that globalism plan where this country over here makes the electronics and this country over here makes the cars, this country over here grows the food, and we're all dependent on each other, and therefore we will not stand up to the New World Order, which actually, looking at the way things are going right now, I think the harder that they push on this globalist agenda, the more people around the world are pushing back here. Getting on back to Great Britain, there's a poll revealing that 2/3 of young people want a strong man as leader. They're rejecting liberalism and globalism. Literally 1/4 of the people who were polled would be happy if the military was running the country. So this poll was conducted by Hanbury Strategy between the 21st and 28th of June and published on Thursday by conservative think tank Onward. But that gets a little bit scary when you have 1/4 of your population saying we'd be better off with the army running the country. And maybe they would, maybe they wouldn't. It all depends on who in the army gets to call the shots, because just having uniform on doesn't make you a better person. Meanwhile, up in Germany, former three-star general Joachim Wondrock is running for mayor of Hanover. He's joined the Alternative for Germany party and just blasted Merkel on the open borders. So things are coming apart there. Okay, real quick. Bob Ballard is back in the news again. He's on his way out to Nikumaroro Island with the best equipped expedition ever to try and locate Amelia Earhart's lost airplane. So we wish him luck. He's found a lot of great things like the Bismarck and the Titanic. Got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our program after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And aloha, Mirko. Welcome back to our show here and last segment of our program today. Little bit of an announcement. I'm going to be away from the microphone tomorrow. I'm having to deal with last-minute preparations for the moving company. They're coming in on Thursday. We are nowhere near ready for that. I've hired somebody to come help me. So either tomorrow will be a best-of replay. We've sent messages to Ryan Dawson to see if he can pick up the mic, but he hasn't gotten back to us yet here. So once again, I will not be doing the show live tomorrow. And I hope not to have to take off a lot of days between now and when we get settled in Indiana. But this is a very long, complicated process. And what's really amazing, you know, we found out we've been in this particular location 15 years. Sorry, 14 years. 14 years. Yeah. And, boy, it's amazing how much junk you collect in that much time that we're now having to either sell, give away, or just take out to the trash. So as soon as the show is over, I'm off to buy some more boxes, some more tape, and I realize the movers are going to pack a lot of stuff. In fact, anything that we pack ourselves is not covered by the insurance, but we're trying to get as much done as we can before they get here. So it's a lot of work for a guy who's on the cusp of turning 67, and I'll just be glad when this is all over, and I'm never going to move again. Wherever we wind up living in Indiana, that's it. Just bury me in the front yard or something. All right, Lindsey Graham is out there reiterating his support for red flag gun laws, saying that the Second Amendment is not a suicide pact. I wonder if they're going to invoke a red flag law on Chris Cuomo after that nearly violent outburst that they got on videotape. As one of our callers mentioned earlier in the show, Pocahontas is proposing more taxes on guns and ammo. And I'm sorry, that sounds a lot like infringement. And that Second Amendment is pretty clear. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Over in San Jose, their mayor is proposing requiring gun owners to buy liability insurance so that if you cause some damage with your firearms, that you're required to pay for it. Now, I have to say, this is in kind of a gray area. I mean, legally, when you own a gun, when you pull that trigger, you are responsible for where that bullet goes, even if it misses what you're aiming at. And I think if you break somebody's window or dent somebody's car, that the honorable thing to do is to cover that damage. But forcing the American people to give yet more money to the insurance industry, I'm not sure about that. Meanwhile, down in El Paso, Hispanics, convinced they were the target in the Walmart attack, are starting to flood to firearms classes. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. And stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please share what you learn here with everybody else that you know. Just talk to them. Use paper mail. Forget social media. Completely, totally controlled right now. You will never get through all those filters. Please donate to RBN. Please donate to What Really Happened. We'll be back I'll be back on Thursday. Aloha, America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.